The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide soon whether the Trump administration has the authority to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Eleanor Bennett reports this could have a huge impact on DACA recipients in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Junior Ortega is a founding member of AHUA. The youth-led organization works with immigrants to build community in the Valley and beyond. Ortega is a DACA recipient who grew up in Carbondale. He has a driver's license, he pays taxes, but his work permit expires this year.
I'm in the boat where, depending on the Supreme Court decision, you know, that would change a lot of things for me. I know it's scary, but I'm not going to let that bring me down.
Ortega came to the Valley from Nayarit, Mexico with his mom when he was 6 years old. Now he works for the Glenwood Springs Waste Management Program, where he helps operate the landfill.
There's a lot of DACA recipients who are working right now through this pandemic. There are nurses, doctors. I mean, what do you tell them? We need you, but we can't hire you?
There are about 700,000 DACA recipients in the U.S., and roughly 27,000 are healthcare workers. The program provides work permits and temporary resident status to immigrants who were brought here as children. Back in 2017, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the Trump administration was winding DACA down.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
Since that announcement, there's been legal action around whether the Trump administration has the authority to end DACA. It's an argument that now rests before the U.S. Supreme Court. Ortega realizes the policy was never a path to citizenship.
You know, DACA was not our solution for the problem. It was a Band-Aid. And now someone's ripping that Band-Aid off.
Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court accepted a brief filed by DACA recipient plaintiffs. They urged the justices to consider the effect of terminating the program amid the pandemic. Glenwood Springs immigration attorney Lucy LaFoon says the brief will likely strengthen the arguments for the program.
The Supreme Court certainly has to take into consideration what the end result of ending DACA would be. That's the biggest question that everybody's going to have. What happens next? And I don't think they're going to be able to answer that.
LaFoon says the U.S. has a duty to protect its borders. But she says it's imperative for the justices to consider that DACA recipients were brought to the country as children.
These are the vulnerable people that were protected for a reason. If you want to destroy DACA, put something in place and pass a law that would allow them to remain here and eventually become U.S. citizens.
Mateo Lozano is the Rocky Mountain Regional Coordinator for the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. He grew up in Summit County after his family came on a tourist visa from Bogota, Colombia. As a DACA recipient, Lozano says the pandemic has added to an already stressful situation.
This decision has been looming over our heads for years now, and now we're coming up to it.
There are roughly 15,000 DACA recipients in Colorado. Lozano says he considers himself one of the lucky ones.
I at least have a job. I at least have a way to be able to maintain, you know, the light over my head and the food on my table. But that's not the case for a lot of folks in the community. And so it's just heartbreaking to see that happening right now.
Lozano says he and other immigrant rights advocates are calling on Congress to create a path to citizenship for the community.
Why is it easier for a person that has a lot of money to be able to come to this country when it was founded on the principles that everybody is created equal and that everybody has a chance?
With the U.S. Supreme Court decision on the horizon, Ortega and Lozano say they're preparing for the worst but hoping for the best. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Eleanor Bennett.